afternoon, Truth Wins team. Good to be with you. It's Valentine's week, the week of love, although really loves
the week
forever.
Of love.
Yeah, lots of love. We like love.
And what should we do on the week of love?
Love.
Okay. But that's what else? We ask every morning.
What should we do every day?
What should I do?
What should I do? But let's start off with a prayer, and then we'll go to our lesson.
Dear Holy Father, we thank you, Father, for this day. This day is the day the Lord hath made, and it is always good when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the righteousness of the Father. We glorify you. We thank you, Father, that we are more than conquerors through your word and your spirit. We seek first the kingdom of God in all things, and that's what we should do each and every moment of our life. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, name above all names. Amen.
Amen. So let's jump into our first scripture and find out what we should do.
It says in James 2:14 through 22, faith without works is dead. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart in peace and be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus, also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect?
Wow, that's such a good thing for us all to know. So what we're supposed to do, we're supposed to have corresponding actions with our faith. So if we are praying to be healed because we know that's the will of God from Isaiah and different other parts we've taught on.
Right.
So you say, well, even Psalms, it said he healed all our sickness and disease. So you're saying that and you're in church and you're talking to everyone. And then when you go home, you sit and whine and go, oh, I have an ache here and I have an ache there. And that's not a force-bending
action. You're causing unbelief to come in and counteract your faith.
Or let's say you have some kind of thing, like you have a wound that you could look at or something you could look at. And so you've prayed for it, but then you just want to go back and check, like maybe God didn't quite get it right and it's still not healed and you need to pray more. But that's not what we do. We stand on what we do, and we have the corresponding actions to make it come to fruition.
Right, to put down the unbelief.
Right, so we're going to go on to our next one and see what James has to say.
James 1:22, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. The actions of a doer of the word coincide with his confession.
Right. So if it says give and it shall be given unto you, we can kind of go back to our first verse, which said if someone's hungry, feed them. Well, so that's a good thing to know. That's why like the church we go to does the winter shelter. So the people that are homeless, they have them come in, they feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and give them a place to stay where they're not out in the rain, because right now it's raining in California. So if we just said, oh, go out, be happy, and it's raining and it's down in the 30s, they're kind of going, well, that doesn't make me feel too good. But the actions correspond.
You're not really actions. Your actions have to correspond to your faith.
Right. So there's all kinds of actions we would need to do. But part of what we're doing, because this is the week of Valentine's Day, we're going to make one of our big actions with everybody, love. So we'll go on to our next scripture.
It says in Matthew 7, 24 through 27, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But anyone who hears these things of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And the rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall."
Right. Well, I like to share the about a book I'm reading. It's by Michael Yeager. And what's so neat about him is he's written over 300 books. He's a top seller on Amazon. But that's not the neat part. That's one of the neat parts. But another nice part is one day he and people from his church, I believe there were about 10 men on the roof of the church doing some work on the roof. And they suddenly got a notice that a storm was coming. I'm not sure if he lives in tornado zone or what type of storm. But
sounds like a tornado.
It was coming towards them, and that was not good. They were on the roof, and he turned around, and he prayed, and he commanded.
Well, he saw the tornado coming, or right, the wind coming.
Right, and so he commanded it to split and go around them. And then his corresponding action is what is the thing that we're really looking at. What should I do? He turned and faced the opposite direction of the tornado and continued to work.
That's what Peter should have done when he said, when Jesus said, "Come walk on the water." He didn't keep his eyes on Jesus. He looked at the storm. And that's what Mr. Yeager or Dr. Yeager, he kept his eyes on Jesus by turning his face away from the storm. And the storm split. Right. And went around the church building.
Right, so all the men that were up there with him also turned their back to the storm. And then when they looked, they could see the storm split, and as it was coming back together, it was on the opposite side
of the
church.
So their mustard seed, the word of God worked.
Right, grew amazingly. So that's a recent thing that's happened. It's kind of like the Red Sea parted long ago, but the storm still part. So we'll go on to our next scripture. Right, so we're on this, what shall we do? Well, we know the Holy Spirit. In the morning when we wake up, we can say to the Holy Spirit, we don't have to necessarily say it out loud. It can be thoughts in our mind, and it'll give us direction like, oh, go for a walk here, have that for lunch, do this. Maybe like I was yesterday, I went to the grocery store, and it was like I have a friend who has been not feeling so well, and she's an elderly woman, and God said, buy her a card just saying hi and give her some encouraging words. So guess what I did? I bought a card. And when I'm done with this, I need to go write in the card and send her the card to encourage her. Because sometimes we need the corresponding action is encouragement to continue on and stay in the word.
Stay on the Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus and his word and the Holy Spirit so that you are successful and you don't look at the flesh, the world, the physical as something coming towards you.
Right, so let's go to the next scripture.
It says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Right, well, that right there. So what we have to be, if I can do means you're doing something. It didn't say, I can just sit here and it'll all happen to me if I don't do anything. It says, I can do all things. So as you plan and you talk, and you pray, and the Holy Spirit gives you directions, you can do all kinds of things. Amazing, amazing things.
Right, and James says, And I'm blessed.
I click two songs.
Whoa. I'm a doer of the word of God, and I'm blessed by my deeds. I'm happy in those things which I do, for I'm a doer of the word of God. That's a James 1:22. You know, James was the brother of Jesus, the real brother. They both had the same mother. The mother of the same mother. The brothers of the same mother. Let's say it that way. Mary.
Right. So let's see what our next scripture says. Right. So what we need to know is we need to not be kind of like, we have to know that we've overcome it. So when it doesn't say that there won't be challenges that come, but we don't want to follow in the pack. We're going to show you a little quick clip. And this would be us trying to handle it in our own way. So this is kind of a fun clip. She is. That's loving.
Well, that's us barking at the wind.
Right. That's us barking.
Barking at the machine we have no control over, right, like right. The tornado. But if we use the word of God and we say it to the word of God, I mean to the tornado, the world, the flesh, and once you've said it, that's it. You believe it. That settles it. You turn away. You don't watch the waves as Peter did. Or watch the wind, or watch anything in the flesh. Your word, the seed, faith, the seed, the word of God will manifest in the physical.
Right. So we see there, Lovey's. She said whatever she had to say, but instead of like going, okay, I'm going to be done, she just, I'm going to handle this. I'm going to get this vacuum. I can handle it and do it myself. And we can't do it ourselves. So let's go on to our next scripture.
It says 1 Peter 5:6-7. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
Well, in this case, I have kind of another kind of cute story. My grandson, when he was young, loved trains, and we happened to be in a city that has a children's train, and we bought a ticket to ride on the train, but the engineer at the time, it's really a small train, like for toddlers.
It's a little steamer.
Yeah, he was doing some kind of repair, so my grandson, being 2 or 3, had his ticket, but he wanted to go walk on the railroad track because he just loves everything about trains. So he's walking and he comes back and the engineer says, you need to get on the train. And he goes, I have a ticket. I can walk on the track. And the engineer said to him, no, get on the train. It's kind of like you could walk the track by yourself. You can be the barking lovey dog. Or you can hand the ticket to the engineer and get on the train.
Which is God.
And he will drive you through and you just get to see the scenery and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, it says you,
without cares.
And it says in 23rd Psalm, I think the 5th verse says that he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. That's what we're doing. He prepared a table. He's the engineer and we just... hand it. We speak the word,
the word of God, which is kind of like the
flesh.
Ticket. That's like the ticket.
Write the ticket, and then we hand it. We don't take it and keep it. We hand it to the master, Jesus, or God, the Father, Elohim, and he will manifest his word in the flesh because he created the flesh.
Right. So I think that's a fun thing because, like, what should we do? Well, the great idea is not walking the track and doing it all ourselves or being the barking dog that's going to conquer the vacuum. No, we have our ticket. We use the ticket because I was reading, again, there's like 7,000 promises in the Bible that are promises for you, for me, for everybody. So what do? Let's go get those 7,000 promises and have
right.
them be part
we
of our
life. Right, we walk as king.
Yeah.
We are king in this earth.
So we say happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
like
Day.
Like and subscribe. Tell
like
your
and
friends
subscribe.
About it. There we go. Truth wins.
Truth wins. And, truth wins. Truth wins.
And so
.com.
Now you know what you should do. You should have corresponding actions to your faith. The correct action. And then when you've done all, cast
practice
the care.
It.
Once you've done it.
Once you get it, you get there. It's like riding a bicycle. Once you start, you might fall over a couple times, but get back up, get in the bicycle, and keep on trying. And then the world's at your, it's going to do what God said to do. And you're a representative of God manifesting His word here on earth.
Right, because you've cast the care away and you're. What are you doing? You're doing what you're supposed to be. You're listening to the Holy Spirit.
We're watching Jesus on the waves.
And everything's good. So back again, love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
Love, love, love. All the need is love.
Right, that's the Beatles.
So have a lovely...
I think it's Paul McCartney wrote that.
Have a lovely Valentine's Day, and we'll see you next week.